This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the immigration challenge at the U.S. southern border, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's similar to the Obama administration's early years, when then-Vice President Biden was tasked to lead the Iraq pullout. This time, the president's turning to his number two to tackle a surge of young migrants at the border, a challenge that threatens the administration's legislative agenda.
If she speaks, she speaks for me.
The president says she'll deal with the Northern Triangle nations of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to tackle internal issues that drive immigration.
Needless to say, the work will not be easy.
The U.S. has seen a dramatic spike in border encounters the past 2 months. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
As migrants continue to illegally cross into the United States along the southwest border, the preferred times tend to be in the dark of night. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The AP observed four rafts of smugglers carrying migrants across the Rio Grande River from Mexico to the U.S. in Roma, Texas. Magdalena Banejas from Honduras and her one-year-old son crossed in a raft. She says the truth is it hasn't been bad. We didn't suffer, at least until now. But carrying the baby is tiring. Banejas turned herself into Customs and Border Patrol officials. She's on her way to family in New Jersey. More shelters are pitching in to help house migrants. Melissa Gutierrez is at Loaves and Fishes Shelter.
We always want to feel that we are prepared, but we at this time don't know how big the numbers are going to be.
The crossings appear to be across wide areas of the river. I'm Ed Donahue.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. For more on these stories,